which is reports by Central Coast Water Board members. That's us. Okay. Any reports?
Yesterday, I gave a talk to the Santa Cruz County Water Commission, and want to thank Mr. Briggs for indispensable assistance in preparing the materials for that talk. And it went very well. We generally, comments about the regional board were very good.
And I, on Monday, went to Sacramento and attended a chairs meeting with the other regions and with the state water board chair. And a couple of executive officers were there from other regions. And we had discussed the Senator Parada's bill, which, you know, has been reintroduced and contains a lot of, you know, issues relative to how the boards function and how to make them more accountable to the public and to the legislature. And so we had about 6 hours of very good discussion amongst all the board members. I'm not at liberty to get into any details about what we went over publicly because it is legislative discussions. And but we will have some more information that comes out later that the board can look at itself. But I think it was very constructive in that there are things that can be done that would improve the efficiency of the boards and help us. Certainly part of that is getting adequate resources with most of the issues that have been raised. But and we also discussed ways that affect some very innovative things. And that we touched on something, Dr. Press, which I'll share because it's something you had brought up with the power plants. Someone had discussed, you know, we don't charge for the use of, you know, water in the sense of, you know, we're protecting all these beneficial uses and incurring substantial costs in doing so and struggling to do so. And other agencies are involved in, providing access or making those resources available and are getting money for doing so.
That see, and I thought I was a crackpot when I said I thought that it was odd that the power plants were not charged for using the state's resources for private benefit.
Right.
And so I'm gratified to hear. If you just stay long enough, you've you've become a little less crazy, maybe.
Right.
Well, I hope that's acted on.
Yeah, and, you know, in just hearing that from another region, in fact, it was an EO that had brought that up, and everyone at the table kind of rolled their eyes around a little bit, like, how would that work? Are you going to charge someone for going to the beach? And, you know, that's kind of an extreme, you know,
it's a state park,
example. Well, it's a state park, yeah, but if it's just not, if it's a public, you know, beach, we're responsible ultimately for making sure that it meets, you know, body contact standards.
Yeah. But I think the whole point is that someone's making private profit off of a public resource. Not when someone goes to the beach to play, they're not making a profit. That's a big difference.
Right. And we weren't just limiting it to private, you know, profit. We were, in this discussion, we had talked about other agencies that seem to get substantial sums of money to manage these resources, and perhaps some of that money, you know, could be, you know, allocated also towards water quality. So
I think the broader policy point is that there are just as in the case of Superfund or other issues where you have a lot of private entities and public interests. Sometimes, if you just have everybody paying into a fee for service, for example, then you have funds left over or available on an annual basis to do water quality protection, and you don't have to go after everybody individually to mitigate or compensate. You just always know that you have the fee for service to pay for water quality. Mm-hmm. And that's the principle that I was pushing.
All right. Well, you're ahead of your time. Hopefully not too far ahead of your time. Okay. Any other comments by the board? All right.
Yeah.